Every cell in your body has a power plant called a mitochondrion. And the spark plug that keeps it firing is CoQ10. Without it, your cells can't produce energy. No CoQ10, no ATP. No ATP, no you. After age 40, your natural CoQ10 levels start dropping. By 60, they've declined by as much as 50%. Your cells are running on half the spark they used to have. That creeping fatigue you blamed on getting older? It's a declining fuel supply at the cellular level. Now, there are two forms. Ubiquinone and ubiquinol. This matters. Ubiquinone is the oxidized form. Your body has to convert it before using it. Ubiquinol is the active, ready-to-use form. From my research, the absorption difference is significant, especially over 40, exactly when you need it most. Your body's ability to make that conversion declines with age. Taking the cheaper form when you're older means absorbing even less of an already depleting compound. 200 milligrams of ubiquinol daily. With food, it's fat-soluble, so healthy fats dramatically improve absorption. Your heart, brain, and muscles, the organs demanding the most energy, benefit the most. The research links CoQ10 to improved cardiovascular function, reduced oxidative stress, and better exercise recovery. If you're on statins, pay attention. Statins deplete CoQ10 as a side effect. That muscle pain people complain about? Often a CoQ10 deficiency in disguise. CoQ10 keeps your existing mitochondria running. But there's a compound that goes further, restoring the fuel molecule that powers them in the first place. Ask me about NMN next. It targets something called NAD+, and the research is extraordinary.